Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everyone. This is General Goodson here, General Charlie Goodson, Charles Goodson of the true new Confederate Army. Charlie Goodson, the Confederate Liberator, how are you? Now, it's been a long time since you and I spoke. And you know what? Been much too long. However, we are, I'm back, and I'm going to be doing a lot of other shows, okay? If you want to weigh in on this show, you can call 646-668-8848. That number again is 646-668-8848, and we'll get right on the show if you want to weigh in. All right, this is the first show in about a year since I've done this, and so I want to bring everybody up to speed here. What's been going on? Well, as many of you know, I have been attacked many times by people who, quite frankly, are the scum, as I look at it, the scum of humanity. Okay, they have no honor. The latest, and I'm gonna mention this. I know a lot of people don't like it, but I'm gonna do it anyway. Richard Longstreet and Donnie Ray, they have been attacking me. In fact, Richard Longstreet has gone so far as to say that he is going to that I am under investigation by his Leo friends. Well, Richard, you're a liar. Okay, I'm just gonna come out and say it. Richard Longstreet, you're a liar. You're a bald-faced punk of a liar. All right? No one is investigating. No one is going to put me in jail. Okay? Folks, he's lying to you because of the simple fact that basically he doesn't like me. Now, I don't know why. I've done nothing to Richard in all reality. And I know he's going to say, well, he threatened the lives of people. No, I haven't, Richard. And if I have, why am I not in jail for it? Why haven't these people called the police on me or the FBI? I'm not under any form of investigation, folks. Nor am I about to be put in jail for threatening to violently overthrow the U.S. government. If that was the case, then Al Sharpton would be in jail. Okay? But okay. You know, Richard, you are a blowhard. You are a liar. Now, here's how I know you're lying, Richard. Number one, I'm not being investigated, but let's just say you have people who are doing this, that are in law enforcement, then they are committing a crime, Richard. That's right. You are forcing them to commit a crime. Because this is a personal vendetta against me by you for some supposed offense. Alleged offense. Richard, this, what you are doing is illegal. You are using official police resources for a personal vendetta. And I'm going to tell you this right now, Richard, you are showing that you have no friendship to these Leos that you have as friends or in your group. Because they can be fired from their job. They can lose their job. And I'm going to tell you this right now, and folks, it's on air, so therefore it can't be erased. If anything happens, Richard, I can tell you right now what I'm going to do. The day after it happens, I'm going to have their job. And then I'm going to have their freedom. And then I'm going to have a lot of money that I'm going to take from their department. And I'm going to do the same. I'm going to have you investigated for breaking the law. And none of your Leo friends will be able to help you. Now, Richard, I was willing just to let this go. I was willing, Richard, just to say, okay, fine. You know, I told the Lev Zimmermans that if you would just say you were sorry for whatever, I couldn't have cared less what you were sorry for. You could have been sorry for passing gas in my direction. You could have been sorry that I still breathe the same air you do. All you had to do was say five simple words. Charles Goodson, I'm sorry. You see, folks, I've got nothing to apologize for. You people have been lied to by Richard Longstreet, Donnie Ray, Greg Black, Joshua Gilmer. Let's see here. The list goes on and on and on and on and on and on at nauseam. So, folks, what are you doing still believing their lies? I mean, one of the lies they're saying is that I steal, that I'm stealing from you. How? None of you really sent money. Or if you have, I haven't received it. Maybe it's going to another address. You know, they keep saying, well, he's being investigated for this crime. Folks, I have been investigated for almost every crime imaginable. For almost every crime known to man, up to and including rape. Do you know what? I have been cleared of all charges. I have been, let me repeat that, I have been accused of almost every crime known to man, up to and including rape. And I have been cleared of all charges. In fact, Texas doesn't even want to investigate me anymore. I know this because I contacted the Texas Attorney General's office. And asked them. And I said, we're not even going to investigate you anymore. It has proved useless. And oh, by the way, Richard, you're going to be getting a bill from Texas, Louisiana, Alabama, Mississippi, and Georgia for them extending their resources to investigate me. Okay? Folks, if you want to weigh in on the issue, it's the number you can call is 646-668-8848. That number again is 646-668-8848. Okay, now we've discussed the liar, Richard Longstreet, and his cabal. Folks, let me tell you something. Now, we know what happened in South Carolina. Okay, we know what has happened all around the South since the shooting in South Carolina of that disturbed young man. We already know this, all right? So let me tell you something. I remember back in 2012, I think, and I do believe that it was on this show, too, along with some videos, that I predicted something like this would happen. Now, I believe my exact words were, if we don't stop fighting each other, if we don't stop this infighting between all Southern organizations, we're going to see our culture being attacked. We're going to see our culture being taken away by the empire. I remember telling everybody that it is because of this infighting that they're not, that the Empire is not going to have any resistance. Look at what they've done. Ole Miss, they've taken down the flag. The University of Texas have taken down a statue of Jefferson Davis. And they're doing this, folks, with impunity. Now, I know many of you have gone out and, done your flagging, done your protesting, and that's good. That's noble. That's honorable. Okay, but do you think that's going to stop them? The answer to that, my dear friends, is no. It won't. Okay, guys, sorry about that. It seems as though someone doesn't like my show and they had me disconnected temporarily. Back to what I'm saying. Folks, do you think this is going to stop the NAACP, who I do consider to be a domestic terrorist organization? Okay. Do you honestly believe this is going to stop them and Al Sharpton from all your flagging and all your protesting? Do you think it's going to stop them, folks? No. They're going to let you do this. Okay? They're going to let you do this because they know how to keep you quiet. Folks, we need to take more action here, okay? We need to take more action, and how do we do that? We've got to take them to court. We've got to challenge them on a legal and political basis, and that is what the new Confederate Army is all about. Had you supported me back in 2012, had you supported the new Confederate Army in 2012, this day may not have come. I'm not saying that it would, but it may not have. Or if it did, or if it would have happened, the effects would not be as bad. Okay? Yet because that you listened to these lies about me, they are nothing more than bald faced lies. That's all they are. These people have no real love for the South. I've even put down in a paper, I'm gonna be posting it, that these people require there to be this fight. They don't want a free and liberated South or Confederate States of America. It's just like the NAACP and Al Sharpton and the new Black Panther Party and the Southern Poverty Law Center. They can't handle it if the problem is taken care of. If the problem is solved, they will not be able to handle it. And do you know why? Because that means that they would have to go out and get real jobs. They would lose their jobs. They require that there always that there won't be a liberated South. And I'm talking about those in the Southern Southern Nationalists and the League of the South. They require that the South not be liberated. And do you know why? Because that means that there will always be a problem and you'll always donate to them. They require your donation in order to maintain their lifestyle. You see, here in the new Confederate Army, we have no one on payroll. All of us has jobs. Our own jobs on the outside. That is how we support ourselves. All monies received are used for the liberation of the Confederate States of America. You see, once we are successful in our goal of liberating the Confederate States of America, then there'll be no more need for the new Confederate Army, at least as it is today. And we will either disband or we will be at the service of the President of the Confederate States of America, the newly elected and sworn in President of the Confederate States of America. And I'll go into retirement. But you see, the NAACP, Al Sharpton, the New Black Panther Party, the Southern Nationalists, and many in the South, and the League of the South required that there always be this, that the South not be liberated, that there always be an issue with the Confederate flag, because they need your money to survive. They need your money to maintain their lifestyle. I don't need your money to maintain my lifestyle. I don't have a lifestyle to speak of. And I have a job on my own, thank you very much. I don't need your money. I don't need your money to live. I've got enough that I can pay my own bills, thank you very much. I can pay for my phone. I can pay for my rent. And yes, I rent. I'm not married. What do I need a house for? And the, What do I need with the mortgage payments for? Why do I need to have the expense and, of course, the upkeep of the house? I'm not married anymore. I'm divorced. Okay, and that's another thing here, folks. For all of you ladies out there that are messaging me, telling me that you're looking for a long-term relationship with someone and how would I like it, ladies, I'm glad you're looking, and I'm very flattered, but I'm not looking for a long-term relationship. I've been divorced now for 5 years. I don't really want another, I don't want to get into another relationship. I'm happy where I'm at, okay? That's on the side. Now, I'm also going to say this, another lie that has been told, and they're trying to gain traction, is the lie, that I'm going out with young girls who are little girls, and that's not true. Richard Longstreet said that. You see, he's going out with chicas. Richard, I realize you've got a mental deficiency there, okay, but a chica is not a little girl. It is a Mexican woman or a Latino woman. I should have said Latinas. A chica is like calling a woman a chick of the 70s and 80s vernacular. Okay, it's like calling a white man a weto, or a white woman a weta, or a gringo. Well, gringo can be any race, okay? So, Richard, like I said, I realize you're mentally deficient in this area, but, again, you're lying. I mean, I don't understand. Can you keep the truth straight for once? Oh, and by the way, folks, I'm not Donald Kilgore. I know you probably are hearing, well, he's Donald Kilgore. No, I'm not. Donald Kilgore is a separate person. And the only reason why I know him is because Richard Longstreet is using him, to whatever. But folks, you guys have been told a lie by them. You know, about a year and a half ago, I posted that if you guys really want to know something, instead of just taking their word for it, give me a call. I'll tell you the truth. I'll tell you exactly what is going on. Okay? I'll tell you what is going on. And I won't mince words about it. I'll be straight up with you. I gave you my telephone number, which I will give again at the end of this show. All you have to do is call me. And I'll talk to you. I'll tell you. These guys are telling you a lie. 98% of everything they have told you about me is a lie. I'm not being investigated. And you know what? Richard's law enforcement friends know they can't do anything about it. That they can't do anything for personal vendetta. And folks, that's what this is. A personal vendetta of Richard against me, and I don't know what the hell I did to really offend him. He's the one that's been constantly attacking me. Him and Donnie Ray and Greg Black. And every time, you're going down. Well, he has all this information. All right, here's another thing. We've got about 6 minutes left. One of the things he's saying is that he never worked for Winston Berger Incorporated. Well, yes, I did from 2011 until 2013. Okay. And do you honestly believe they're going to let you know about me? You're not a prospective employer. You have no right for them. They're not going to tell you shit. Excuse my French there, folks. And you can't use Freedom of Information Act. They're not the government. Okay? They're not the government. So you can't get them on the Freedom of Information Act. I happen to know that you called because a friend of mine works in the human resources department of the of Rensenberger. And he called me up. He said, by the way, do you know a Richard Longstreet? I said, yeah, I do. Why? He said, well, he called us up asking about you. I said, what did you tell him? He said, we didn't acknowledge anything. I'm like, oh, all right, you could have told them. I don't care. I did enjoy that job, though. I didn't get paid a lot, but I enjoyed the job. Got to work with the railroad, and I've always loved trains. But, Richard, they're not going to give you any information because you didn't send them the proper paperwork. You have got to have my permission to contact them. If you don't, they're not going to give you any of the information. They're going to just say, well, we don't know who you're talking about. Okay? And, oh, by the way, Richard, I know you're using some of the information that Dewey H. Ham got on me. I'm not black. I just want you to know that. And I wasn't born in 1925. All right. So I just want you to get the correct information. I don't work for Rensenberger anymore. I did. And oh, by the way, I will update my page when I'm damn well good and ready. Okay. And by the way, before you start trying to crucify me on my private account for Facebook, you better look at your own because you've got several. And folks, a couple of them are women. Yeah. So I'm wondering if there's transgender tendencies with old Richie, with little Richie, okay? He has a couple of women that he has profiles, that are his alternate profiles. Sounds like we got another Bruce Caitlin Jenner to me. Net frivolity. Okay, folks, listen. Bottom line is this. All right? You've been lied to, number one. You have been and if these people that have been lying about me would not have been doing so if they would have allowed you to support me and support the new Confederate Army, we wouldn't be in this position. We can still stop it, but it's gonna require your help. We've got to take these people to court. We could have stopped it a long time ago. Okay? So, folks, go right ahead. And you know what? Just listen and understand what I'm saying. Okay? We are trying to liberate the Confederate States of America. And the only way we're going to do it is with your help and for these idiots to get out of the way. They don't want this to happen because that means that they lose their funding. Okay? And that's what we're trying to do. We are trying to liberate the Confederate States of America. And it could have already been done had these idiots not stood in the way. Had they not attacked me. Had they supported me from day one. We could have defeated our enemies. In fact, I've always said, had they not gone after me, we could have been two-thirds of the way liberated by now. But we're going to have to start from square one. All right, folks, this is about it. I'm going to do another show, hopefully, tomorrow. If you want to get a hold of me, my number is 806-884-9430. Again, that number is 806-884-9430. That is my personal telephone number. Call me up, and we will talk. All right, folks. This is the Confederate Liberator, bidding you to have a wonderful Southern day.